Let's talk about what's new in terms of adjuvant therapy and the HER2 negative situation. And just to begin, you were talking about this issue of anthracyclines, and now people are questioning whether you need it in HER2 positive. And I'm also hearing people questioning whether you need anthracyclines in HER2 negative because you're pulling out the HER2 positives. And that you and Hal Burstein actually started talking about this before the trastuzumab trials were even published. Can you kind of go through that line of thinking and where we are right now?
Well, you know, it's all a little troubling because we have all of these assumptions about how we should administer therapy to women with breast cancer. And all of these assumptions come from trials when we didn't divide patients up based on HER2 status or hormone receptor status. And I think a real question is, how valuable are all of these older data? I told you earlier that I just came from a planning meeting that is to plan a European meeting in 2008. And I'll share with you that we have a debate that is set for that meeting a year from now. And that debate essentially will look at whether the type of chemotherapy matters in a woman who has either an ER or HER2 positive cancer in the setting of appropriate targeted therapy. So if you have an ER positive cancer and you give anti-hormonal therapy, or if you have a HER2 positive cancer and you give anti-HER2 therapy, does the chemotherapy matter anymore? Not giving it or not, but the type of chemotherapy.
What about triple negatives?
Well, so triple negative,
Do you think it matters there?
I think the type of chemotherapy may matter more in the triple negative setting. Our work in the CLGB that Don Barry published in JAMA last year would suggest that the type of chemotherapy and using, you know, a so-called better regimen makes a much bigger difference in women with ER negative than ER positive breast cancer. Separate from that, we have these questions that have arisen about the type of chemotherapy for HER2 positive disease. I think at the moment, it's all just a little confusing for all of us. I think one way of looking at it would be to say that the group of patients who used to benefit the most from anthracyclines in these trials probably was the group of women with HER2 positive disease.
Right.
We're now taking them out of the mix. Maybe, who knows, we'll see, if in fact anthracyclines still turn out to be important for those women when we give anti-HER2 therapy. And then we're left with this group of women who have triple negative and ER positive breast cancer, ER positive, HER2 negative, and to what extent an anthracycline is important there, we don't know. I'll share with you that I think these are all fine thoughts, and they're all fine thoughts to bring to the design of clinical trials. But faced with a patient to whom I'm giving adjuvant chemotherapy tomorrow for either her triple negative or her ER positive, HER2 negative breast cancer, I'm still inclined to use an anthracycline based on the results that we've seen over the course of the past decade or more. There are patients for whom I feel that some chemotherapy makes sense, but I'm not convinced that giving them the most chemotherapy, that is a 8-cycle regimen with a taxane, is critical. And while adding a taxane doesn't add a huge amount of toxicity, it adds toxicity. And so in some patients, I will still use 4 cycles of AC.
Dose dense or non-dose dense?
When I give it, I typically give it in a non-dose dense fashion because we simply don't have data looking at 4 cycles of dose dense AC alone. I don't object if someone wants to give it that way. My concern that I bring to the table there is I worry a little bit that there may be such a thing as a chemotherapy regimen that's just too short. We know that 4 cycles of AC given every 3 weeks has some impact in the adjuvant setting in breast cancer. And I have just a little concern that if we shorten that so that all the chemotherapy is given over the course of 6 weeks, which essentially happens when you give dose-dense therapy, you know, AC times 4, I worry that it might be too short.
Do you put patients on the CALGB, what is it, 40101, that uses dose-dense AC?
I do put patients on that trial, and of course I entirely support the trial. And this is another one of those issues where if a patient comes to me and says, you know, my doctor recommended that I get 4 cycles of dose-dense AC, my reaction to that is, it's probably not quite what I would do, but I'm fine with it.